COVID shutdowns have made physical gatherings more difficult, but may be expanding access to the arts for people with disabilities. WXXI's Veronica Volk explores the future of accessibility.
Earlier this month, people around the world sat down to watch Hamilton, the Broadway musical phenomenon written by Lin-Manuel Miranda about the titular founding father. And they did so from their own homes, giving everyone with a Disney Plus subscription access to a show they might not have seen otherwise. Imagine if art was this accessible all the time.
It's not hard to do.
Greg Barrettin is the director of development for the Center for Disability Rights in Rochester, New York. It's been 30 years since the Americans with Disabilities Act was passed, mandating public spaces be accessible to all. But Barrettin says it's still an ongoing battle.
But I know we've had cases in the past year where we've gone to theaters to try and improve access and met with resistance.
As venues and theaters and events continue to be pushed into increasing access, pandemic-related shutdowns have forced all kinds of institutions to pivot to the digital space, including the arts. Musicians big and small are hosting online concerts. Museums are making exhibits available through people's phones and laptops. And in turn, they're making art more available to more audiences.
Accessible for all, welcoming to all. That's right in our strategic plan, our mission and vision all along.
Meg Colombo works with the Memorial Art Gallery in Rochester. She says before the MAG closed, they were able to film curators talking about some of their favorite exhibits and release the videos on social media. She says now is an important time to keep art alive in the community.
We're going through a lot. You know, we're trying to change our direction as far as how we interact, what we offer, how we're offering it. Art is a tool for social change.
But as organizations pivot to the digital space, Barrettin says there are new challenges to consider.
I think digital media has a potential in many areas, not just the arts, but that said, it does bring with it its own accessibility issues.
For instance, how do you make a visual presentation accessible to the blind community? How do you give the deaf and hard of hearing community access to a Zoom meeting? Rachel DeGuzman is the founder of the Woke Art Collective in Rochester.
My interest has been piqued and certainly challenged by everything going virtual for a while. And what does accessibility look like virtually? What does equity look like virtually?
DeGuzman says she learned about this firsthand while producing a 24-hour live streaming fundraiser for Woke. She says she has had to provide artists with disabilities with special tools to film themselves and incorporate closed captioning in their streaming.
How can we then incorporate that on an ongoing basis when we're doing grassroots community art making and have something then be accessible?
But keeping digital options open will be more important in the long run, especially as the coronavirus continues to pose a threat to people with disabilities. Barrettin says he hopes the lessons learned during the shutdowns will continue to inform all these institutions, but he's not totally confident.
I'm also worried, I guess, that we see this now that non-disabled people need these accommodations. I do worry that they're going to disappear as soon as they aren't needed by the non-disabled community.
Veronica Volk, WXXI News.